The Ramah says that one's allowed to get a haircut the entire day Erev Shabbos, all the way up until time to get ready for Shabbos. Even past this man, the Milchatana, one can get a haircut. One could also give a haircut. One Yid could give a haircut to another Yid, even if he's charging money for it, he's getting paid for it as a paid barber. Even though it's after this man of Mincha, when one generally should not work. Because here it's obvious, everyone can tell it's being done L'Tzerech Shabbos. It's different than fixing clothing. And there, one should not do it for hire, for payment, for another Yid, after the Mincha, because there it's not obvious. It's for Shabbos, here it's very obvious. However, for Yid to give a haircut to a Goy, that should not be done after this man Mincha. The Magen Avraham brings that the Arizal was careful not to get a haircut after Mincha, even Erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos. What does it mean, even Erev Shabbos? What does it mean after Mincha? What it means is, after this man of Mincha, usually once comes after this man of Mincha, was not allowed to get a haircut, because the Shash, they'll get busy with that and they'll forget to have a Mincha. And on that, it's saying that Arizal is careful even Erev Shabbos, when it's obvious, if you get ready for Shabbos, and it's Erech Mitzvah, it's Erech Shabbos, still, once it comes to this man of Mincha, we'll not get a haircut, because it's Kashash, they'll get schlepped to end up not having a Mincha. Mr. Burr says the Olam is not nizar in this. We do get haircuts on regular weekdays, even after Zman Mechitana. We're not worried about missing Mincha. He says maybe because he used to go around announcing that it's time for Mincha and calling everyone to go to the shul, we're now afraid he's going to miss this Zman Tefillah. You're going to forget that Mincha because they went around. There's someone at a job going around reminding everyone to come. Nowadays, you can make a reminder by sending possibly an alarm on your phone or something like that as a reminder to come and not to forget to daven Mincha. And the truth is, if someone has a kfiyah that they always daven Mincha in shul at a certain time every day, could be that's also good enough. That as long as they always daven Mincha in shul 15 minutes for shkia or something like that, they don't have to worry about getting a haircut after Zman Mincha Ketana comes, because we know they're not going to forget. Every day at a certain time, they go to shul and they daven Mincha. The Bi'ur Halacha says that the Goyin was mafakvik in this whole kula of getting a haircut on Erev Shabbos after Zman Mincha, and because of the fact that it's obvious the Kavod Shabbos, the Goyin didn't like it. However, the Ikur P'sak, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah is that it's okay. Now, the Rilach also says, be careful in getting a haircut in general, nothing to do with Shabbos, be careful, the Isra of Peyas Arosh, not to cut the hair, Peyas Arosh, in a way that's also a P'alacha, and one catches a Goyish barber cutting their hair this way, they certainly have to stop them. Echad Makav, Echad Ikav, one giving the haircut and one getting the haircut, both have the Isra. Something to be aware of, not related to Shabbos. The reminds of the sermon that a person should learn a little lesson of Shabbos to get ready to cover Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says some place that Kaveh regularly yeshiva of learning on the Erev Shabbos caused this. They bring from the Paiskim that if one learns a certain amount every day, or there's a shir for the public, that he should not stop it and mevatel it on Erev Shabbos. We're not afraid it's going to get schlepped into the night. He's not going to get ready for Shabbos. If the food in the stores gets sold out, he won't be able to buy food for Shabbos. Then he should go shopping in the morning and not do the learning first thing in the morning, rather than after he shops for Shabbos. But if somebody has people at home are getting ready for the food for Shabbos for him, or for someone to prepare for Shabbos on Thursday, then he can learn the regular on Erev Shabbos, doesn't have to worry about this, just in Masakh and something will cover Shabbos, like we previously had, that even the great Amoraim, they personally gave some time up of their own to prepare personally the cover Shabbos. Simon Reishon and Beis. One's allowed to start a malach on Erev Shabbos close to Shabbos, even though it's not going to finish until after Shabbos starts, as long as he's not going to have to do anything himself on Shabbos, it's just going to finish up on his own. For example, to soak the ingredients of the dye in water and to continue soaking the Shabbos to create the dye, even though on Shabbos is an issue of Megabo of Lush, of mixing the dye and the water together and possibly with Tzerveya making the dye. Still, as long as you start when it's Mutter, it's going to finish by itself on Shabbos, it's Mutter, and we're not afraid you can come to do the Issa D'Raisa of Lush or Tzerveya on Shabbos. Similarly, to put the Unen Shapishtan, the bundles of flax, into the Tanner before Shabbos, that it should continue to work and be developed and made into what it's made into on Shabbos. We're not afraid you're gonna open it up and you're gonna machat the to make it burn better, because opening it up would just ruin it. So we're not afraid you're gonna mix it in on Shabbos and do anything to make it light better. What about putting wool into the pot in order to that you catch the dye? Put the wool into the pot together with the dye, and this way the wool gets dyed. That one could do on Erev Shabbos as long as the pot is not on top of the fire and it's sealed. Otherwise, if it's on the fire, afraid you're gonna start chepering with the fire to make it burn better, shem yachate. And even if it's not on the fire, if it's not sealed, you're afraid you're going to stick your hand in with a spoon and start mixing on Shabbos. However, if it's covered and sealed, you're not going to stick your spoon in to mix on Shabbos, and it's not on top of the fire, then it's fine. The chlal, somebody who mixes a pot, even if not gabi eish, is chayav shem avashon on Shabbos, and over here, shem tzaveyas, one has to be careful for that. Also, one's allowed to put traps to trap animals before Shabbos. You know, it's going to continue to trapping animals on Shabbos, not a problem, because since he's putting out the trap before Shabbos, there's no malach of tzav that happens on its own Shabbos, is not a problem.